Well, hey there, everybody out there in the Little Man's Podcast Land. Do you know that little lad who you guys listen to and is called Queer Lad? Did you know that he takes it up the ass? How on earth that must hurt? Oh God! You know, I told my little Frankie that if he does anything like that, then I told him that we were gonna make sure he got sorted. We were gonna castrate that little bitch. And you know what? He was quick off the move to find himself a little woman. I have no idea where that came from. So we're just gonna move instantly onwards and upwards, I suppose. Welcome to episode 16 of the Queer Lad podcast. Okay. So, after finally having the last podcast to publish eventually, and having re-recorded it something like 3 or 4 times, it finally got up there, and episode 15 was uploaded at some point, I think it was either yesterday or today, for you guys to gloriously tell me on how you thought about it. So why have I decided again to multiply that again and add in one more? Well, see, I'm not quite sure why I incompletely decided to do this one, but I think this is just because I'm going to rip the crap out of myself. But the first thing I want to let you guys know about is, right, and like everybody in the world who uses email and stuff like that, I, myself as well, have multiple email addresses. As you guys have definitely seen with the website and things like that, you know, you guys have seen that it says multiple email addresses that you can email and stuff like that. So, excuse me, I've got a little bit of phlegm in my throat. Well, like everybody else, I have a Yahoo email address, which I think is on here somewhere or other, somewhere. And Yahoo groups, I joined a couple of them months and months and months way back. And basically, I haven't stopped them. And one of the groups, what it is they send pictures. You know, it's like a picture sort of sending group. And yet, it is of naked guys, which, to tell you the truth, I really probably should just shut the email account down, but I just haven't been, I haven't been able to or bothered to yet to log in and go through the laborious process of making sure that Yahoo's damn web beacons and other stuff are not following about, and that I then get to shut down the email account. However, the one thing that has become enlightened from that email account is this, which I'm going to read in its wholeheartedness. And as you hear, by the paper, I have printed this off. And I'm going to read this in its entirety. So if the guy who I'm going to read this about doesn't like it, well then, he sent it to a whole group of people. And I will read out. First of all, the group is called neverdonethatbefore@yahoogroups.com. That's the email address for them. And basically, I don't know how we ended up in this. I ended up signing up to this group, but anyway. Excuse me. So I'm going to read this email. Okay? Now, first of all, I'm going to read you the title of this email, and please hold all laughter to the end. I'm serious. If you laugh, I will have your ass skipped. Okay? Now, subject is Never Done That Before Group, in brackets, and then the heading, Looking for a wedgie buddy that is gay, I'm off today, the 22nd of November 2005. I live in Ohio. Okay, now so far we've gathered that this guy's a bit of a freak and that he really should have been bullied in high school. Oh, this gets better. He's then decided that actually in the email he's going to put a bit more detail for us, so let's embarrass him completely. It says, "My name is Doug. I am 25, white, male, as in a letter, M-A-I-L, is how it's spelled. I think if he was going to be an ass about, if he's going to be weird, he could at least spell things, right? He says that he's looking for a wedgie buddy. He says that is gay to give me a hanging wedgie, not just a normal one, he wants a hanging one, with my hands tied behind my back, then pull down my pants, then the front of my underwear, and suck my penis while I'm hanging. I am not gay, but I'm wanting to do some new things," spelled T-H-A-N-G-S. Excuse me. It says, "After ever, wedgie, I will do what you want me to do. I am just looking for a wedgie buddy, but yes, you can suck my penis in the hanging wedgie. Thanks, Doug. I live in Goshen, Ohio. We can meet at your place or get a room." Now, I'm no expert, but first things first, I don't think that we're going to be meeting little old Doug, who is 25 and lives in Goshen, Ohio, for any wedgie lovin'. Something tells me that that ain't going to happen. Now, I knew there were strange people out there. You know, I admit that everybody can have their own tastes and stuff, but this guy just seems to have picked the most utter crap ever. I mean, let's read everything into this, right? He's 25 years old and he's a white male, right? Well, presume that first of all, English is not his first language, because if it was, then first of all, he probably wouldn't be looking for a wedgie. But he would also be able to make basic sense of the word male and male, as in M-A-I-L and M-A-L-E. Sorry, I get very critical when it comes to spelling, because I fuck up a lot of it with my own. Now, this thing I don't get is, how can he say that he wants you to tie his hands up behind his back, then pull down his pants, then the front of his underwear? Surely if you're going to pull it down, it all comes down together? Unless, is there like some newfangled contraption, you know, where when it gets pulled down, it's all like half and half or something? I don't know. It's quite weird. Now, the other weird thing about this is then he goes on to say, "You can suck my penis while I'm hanging." So what, are they gonna like hang him on a nail or something with this wedgie? Oh my god. And then it's like, "I'm not gay, but I'm wanting to do new things." Spelled, as I said, as I spelled it out, T-H-A-N-G-S. So, basically what he's doing is he could have asked a woman to do this. So basically, he's definitely bi. He's definitely wanting a guy. And I think anybody who wants to bully this guy should be able to email him. Actually, his email address is here. So if anybody who's interested, that's what we'll do. I'll publicize this guy's website first. If any of you guys have been to or listened to Capital Gay Show, the Capital Gay Show with the Capital Homo Drew, who I'm going to get to in a minute, by the way. If you guys go to his website, www.capitalgayshow.com, that's spelled CapitalGayshow.com, and click on the forum, not the forums, like, click on about the listener map, and then add yourself with a picture or whatever. As long as you add yourself to the listener map, he will, I say he will, it's his competition. He will, as far as I can get, I'll read exactly what it says in the tin. Excuse me. I am very, very, very fucked up in the head, so I wouldn't worry about any of the crap I'm about to do. Excuse me, that was rude. That was very, very rude of me. I should not have done that. I apologize wholeheartedly, and I hope you guys can forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, I have sinned. It has been 10 years since my last confession. Okay, so we're gonna have a look at. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna. In fact, I'll talk you guys through this. Okay. So one second while my little laptop decides to take its time. Come on, Lappy. Come on. Let's get this. Let's do this, Lappy. We'll get through this together. Okay. So www.capitolgayshow.com. Capital Gay Show. It'll then load up his brand new homepage. He's trying to keep everything the same, but and it looks fantastic. I will say that he has done a phenomenal job. He's done most of it himself. So well done. Well done, our little Joe. Click on the listener map, which is one of the top buttons at the top of the page, which will take you to the listener map page, and from there you can add yourself to the listener map, which is when you will be able to join in the fun, as it were. Now, hold on a second. I'm not gonna read any of these out because that'll take the edge off of Drew. So we're gonna leave that all to him. I'm just gonna explain. I'm gonna read exactly all about the competition, which is. Yeah, this is. I'm gonna exactly read the competition, okay? So. Okay. So. This is. You guys, I expect all my listeners to go to and sign up to that listener map. I know I've set my own up and you guys haven't signed that one, but at least go and sign his, please. It says, "Hey there, faithful listeners, here is this month's contest." So I think he's gonna have one like every month. I'm trying to get him to donate a special prize, like for the next contest, and I'm trying to persuade him into letting me tell you what it is. It says, "Since I started a listener map, I figured why not put a contest out around it. Here's what you have to do. Go over to the listener map, fill in your info, your name, zip code. Don't worry if you're from international areas, just click not from the US. Leave a comment if you want, add a picture if you want, and then click submit. Now on the day of Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, sorry, apparently this is called Black Friday, which I'm gonna get into this whole Thanksgiving thing in a moment as well. I'm gonna rip the crap out of this. He says that he's gonna pick three listeners, and here's what they get. The first name chosen will receive one glossy photo of the Capital Homo himself, signed by the Capital Homo, and a personal letter. He says, who knows, may even be naughty. Second and third name will receive one glossy photo signed by the Capital Homo. All entries will receive airtime. That means he's going to go down the list and he's going to say first names, cities, and states or countries, wherever they're from. So everyone gets something this time around for entering. Now go and enter. Basically, and then as of today, there is the posting about how only a few more days to go for the listeners contest. So don't forget, if you haven't already, go and get yourself signed up for it. What I'll do is I'll add my little post to that is to whoever wins, if they want to be Doug, 25-year-old Doug, who's a white male, who's a white letter, essentially. want to be his wedgie buddy, I'll issue him his email address and you can get in touch with Doug. The best thing is I've checked this up, right? And apparently I am quite within my rights to give this guy's email address out considering he sent it off to a group this request, so I'm quite within my rights apparently to read this out to you guys and dish out his email address. So I have never heard of such shocking. I mean, it's like, how many people, when you went through high school, did you ever turn around and say to the guy, if you were getting bullied and you got wedgied in high school, I don't think anybody ever turned around and said to them, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, harder, harder, oh yeah, make it a hanging wedgie, go on! And come to think of it, what the fuck is a hanging wedgie? Wait a minute, let's Google this. Hanging, how does he spell it? W-E-D. G-I-E. We will spell things exactly the way Duck has been spelling them. Now this is not going to be as filthy as when I looked up what the hell snowblowing was. Ah, now, here we go. This is what a hanging wedgie is. Oh my god, there's like a whole webpage on this. I'm gonna read this. This is fun. It says, I'm sitting outside I was sitting outside the other day, next to the road. I sit there a lot, just me and my weed eater watching cars go by. My wife thinks I'm out trimming the lawn, but actually I'm sitting here where she can't see me. This way I get my nap and she gets the satisfaction of believing she has made me do chores. We're both happy. It's the secret of a good marriage. No, dear. The secret of a good marriage is the fact that she's having an affair. Sometimes the little 8-year-old kid from down the street stops by and talks with me. I like this kid. He may be the closest thing I have to a friend. Me and the kid think a lot alike. My wife says she figures 8 years of age is about my maturity. I don't know what she means, but it makes her happy, apparently. My friend, we'll call him Johnny, tells me he has a problem with bullies at school. I tried to give him advice about what to do. Now his mother won't let him play with me anymore. I wonder what the fuck you did. But what struck me as odd was that little Johnny didn't know what a wedgie was. Why do I get the funny feeling that this guy gave this kid a wedgie? Says an 8-year-old kid that doesn't know what a wedgie is? What's wrong with society that doesn't educate its children the proper application of the wedgie? What's wrong with a society that has a Thanksgiving play in school where you shoot the turkey? Anyway, so I'm getting hung up on that again. It says, what are they teaching in schools today? Tolerance or something? Yeah, we're teaching people not to hurt each other. It says, I say the only way to get a bully off your back is the careful application of a wedgie. Oh yeah, like you're going to turn around and go, oh, excuse me, Mr. Bully, can you wait on a second just while I get you to turn around? No, hold on a minute. I've got a checklist I need to follow for doing this. Like that's going to happen. It says, now it occurs to me that you pitiful readers... I've never read this, guys, before, so believe me when I get shocked at this. May not understand what the wedgie is. The standard wedgie, which is the most common, is where one boy stands behind another boy, reaches down the back of his pants, getting a firm grasp on the boy's underwear, the wedgie giver attempts to pull the underwear over the victim's head, thereby pulling the underwear firmly and uncomfortably into the butt crack. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that does not seem like a full wedgie to me. Now, a normal wedgie, as far as I'm concerned, is just literally being able to pull somebody's underwear into the butt crack and make sure it hurts. But whatever this guy, I've seen this done before, where people try and pull up people's underwear over their heads and stuff like that, and frankly, I'm just surprised that they don't end up bleeding from it. So here is this guy's rules for giving a proper wedgie. And for safety's sake, he's telling us them. So I'm going to read them to you. It says, the number one rule is never ever, that's don't ever do this one, do what Chip describes or tells you to do. Not only can you harm others, but your parents will get mad at you and Chip. When parents call Chip's house, It angers his wife, and Chip receives a wedgie. Now I wonder who the fuck Chip is. The first rule is that the victim must know he's about to receive a wedgie. A wedgie is the most fun if the victim screams for mercy long before the wedgie begins. No, I'm sorry, I thought the purpose of giving somebody a wedgie was that it was a surprise that they were getting it. Obviously, I must be doing that wrong. If you apply a wedgie and tear the victim's drawers, it is indeed your responsibility to replace the torn undergarment. It is not acceptable or sanitary to offer the pair you are currently wearing. I wouldn't even give somebody a wedgie anyway. Never wedgie a girl. Wedgies are purely a boy thing. If you try to grab a young lady's undergarments, not only will you be taken to jail, but you will get a butt whooping from an irate daddy, from someone who is soon to be the father of a little girl. Okay, that seems a bit odd. Although it has been done, you should never attempt a frontal wedgie. If one attempts a frontal wedgie and fails to grasp the undergarment, we open ourselves up to taunting by our friends who accuse us of trying to put your hands down another boy's drawers. Something that all of us gay folk are quite happy to do. Now, as a victim, one should never try to avoid a wedgie by failing to wear undergarments. This opens the victim up to the humiliation of a good pantsing. Okay. Now, this is great, because this guy practically explains everything. Now, it says, pantsing, pronounced pant-zing, from the Old English meaning to jerk someone's pants down in a crowded room. Now, I'm sorry. I speak the English, just like you guys all speak the English. And I've never heard of this. Well, I've heard of it. I just call it pantsing someone. Yeah, but this guy's... The way he's going on about it is fucked up. Since wedgies have been around for as long as time, somewhere over in Europe, cave paintings were found to depict one caveman giving another one what appeared to be a wedgie. I either saw that on the Discovery Channel or else I dreamed it. I guess you dreamed it. The earliest recorded American wedgie was given by General George Custer to Chief Sitting Bull of the Sioux tribe near Little Bighorn. I think he's definitely making half of this up. Unfortunately, General Custer failed to abide by the rules of the wedgie and paid the price for his actions. Now, it says, history note, it is believed that before the Custer wedgie, there may have been a wedgie applied to John Hancock at the moment he bent to sign the Declaration of Independence. It is believed to be the reason for his abnormally large signature. History has borne out several variations of the wedgie. The standard or normal wedgie is described above, but the variation takes several forms. Okay, I have, on this page, there are a couple, and I'm going to tell you them all. First of all, we'll start with the carny wedgie. Now, the carny wedgie is where several people all wedgie a victim at once. Several perpetrators grab the underwear at the same time and lift the victim off his feet. A good example of a carny wedgie victim is the new kid at school who attempts to tell the football team they're doing everything wrong. Now, wait a minute. So let me get this right. A group of guys, say three or four, pick on one little kid, and they all put their hand down his pants to grab his underwear and wedgie. Where's the flaw in that? Okay, next one is the atomic wedgie. Either on purpose or accidental, any wedgie where a portion of the undergarment actually crossed the top of the victim's head. Unless this victim is wearing extremely large bloomers, it is impossible to give an atomic wedgie without ripping the drawers. And remember him in his rules, he says that you have to then replace them. So, now here's the one that we were looking for anyway, a hanging wedgie. Now it says, perform the same as the standard wedgie. After pulling the shorts from the back of the pants, one hangs the victim on a doorknob by the drawers. Now, unless that's like 6 feet off the floor, that's not going to happen properly. So it says, so there, I have explained the wedgie. Now, don't blame me for school violence just because I explained this. Wedgies have been around for years. Let's continue to blame that on TV and video games. If people in the movies would quit running around shooting people, kids wouldn't think of it. In fact, I propose that when a TV policeman captures a criminal instead of shooting or beating them senseless, they take them out behind the police station and apply a good wedgie. This guy's fucked up. It is my hope that instead of resorting to violence and shooting, kids can begin to settle their differences with wedgies, noogies, and wet willies. I know 2 out of 3. Oh, I know what a noogie is now, yeah. I just remembered that. It says, please do not send us any more hate mail. Chip knows he's a nut, and so do your children. They'd be more likely to listen to you than him anyway. AOL says, if our mail volume increases, they will charge us extra. We promise not to let him out unattended. Okay. There ain't much I can say to that other than that was fucked up. That is fucked up. Holy shit. People are so fucking weird, man. That is just fucked up in the head. You know, you would think that they would have something better to do with their time. I am not kidding. Now, oh yeah, the other things I wanted to talk about was this whole Thanksgiving thing. Now, I am all for letting other countries have their culture. You know, they all base their natural history and things like that, and they make holidays and festivities on it. One of the festivities I fail to sort of grasp is that In every country, including America, all the schools nowadays are trying to teach the kids not to be violent. They're trying to teach them to have manners and respect each other, which is good. You know, we all should respect each other. So this is where I get on my high horse about Thanksgiving. Now, I don't mind about Thanksgiving, about the fact that there is actually just a Thanksgiving. And my problem comes when they make a play about it. Now, that would be fine if it was just that they made a play about it. My problem is when you get into the nitty-gritty about this play. Now, if we're supposed to be telling our kids that we don't want them to play with guns, we don't want them to hurt each other and things like that, explain to me why in the course of a play about Thanksgiving, they get a kid to dress up as a turkey and then shoot him. I mean, honestly, that is really fucked up in the head. I mean, the best way I've ever been able to see this is, if any of you guys have ever seen the film Stepmom with Susan Sarandon and Ed Harris and Julia Roberts, and it's in that, and I am not kidding you, I have never, ever, ever in my life, I laughed at it, yeah, but the scary thing was that I actually found it quite scary, you know, thinking, we're trying to teach the kids not to fight, trying to teach them to respect each other, not to hurt each other, and yet, what's the first thing they get taught? Thanksgiving! You get to blow the head off a turkey! Yay, have fun! Daddy, can I take the turkey this year? No, son, it's Betty Lou's turn. Like that is ever sensible. But each to their own. I am only saying what I feel about it. So everybody is entitled to the way they think. And we all can comment on it. So freedom of speech, everybody. We've all got it in every country. Well, except for you. What was the other thing? Oh, yes. Mr. Drew, the capital homo. I do have one little picky to take on you, mister, and I believe I said it to you when you Skyped me earlier today. I don't know if you guys have listened to what show number he at. It's something like 12, 26, 27, something like that. Basically, the other day, Drew and I were, shall we say, chatting away quite merrily, and I decided that in the face of it all, I was going to Skype him. I was going to give him a call. Now, I wasn't expecting, I knew he wasn't going to answer because it's his listener line that I called. It's his listener line. Yeah, he's at show number 27. And I didn't. I called the listener line at episode 26. I also for episode 26. So listen to that one, and you'll hear me right at the start. But episode 27, I got the shock of my life because, basically, as I say, Drew and I were chatting away online. You know, no biggie. You know, it was just a little laugh between the pair of us. And then, lo and behold, I hear my voice again, and I'm thinking, he's not playing that thing again twice, is he? Oh no. This time, I get a little something extra. You see, what happened was this. As you guys know, when I take a lot of caffeine intake, I get quite hyperactive. I become quite... as if I was drunk. It's easy way to describe it. As if I was really, really drunk. Listen to the high caffeine shows that I did a couple of days ago, you know. Basically, I left him a voicemail on this listener line. And I tell you, I have never been so embarrassed in my life. I had a couple of friends around earlier today, and I saw that he'd done another show, and I thought, this will be good, you know, because they'd never really listened to any podcast properly before. They'd heard, like, a couple of things about them, and I thought, well, best ones to listen to, you know, the ones that I first listened to, I was quite lucky in the ones that I first listened to. And I thought, we'll listen to Wanda Wisdom at Lucky Bitch Radio, because hers are extremely funny and good, and she's always got good tips and hints on things. Then there is Madge Weinstein over at Yeesh Radio and numerous others. And then, of course, there was Reagan Fox at Fox in the City, Keep This Hot Show, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, we got to the Capital Homo at Capital Gay Show. So when I got around to putting that one on, and then my voice came on, and they could tell I was hyperactive, needless to say, it wasn't pretty. There was no wedgying involved, because I hardly wear underwear. But there was no wedgying involved, and I got a little bit embarrassed, because basically it's like me... It's like when you go to the office Christmas party, and you get so drunk that you decide to speak to the boss. And it's like, say if the boss had recorded that conversation and then played it back to you the following Monday morning in the office meeting, that is when it was played back to you. It'd be a tad embarrassing. I mean, I think I go on at one point about asking him about pizza and messaging. The thing was, I was actually talking to him on AIM at the time, so... how fun for me. So, little Drew Magister, I am going to get you back. There will be payback. I will ensure it. I will find a way. Now, that just means that you're going to have to stop slagging my little Windows computers and leave them alone for a little bit while I think of my way to get you back. And we will, of course, endeavor to ask you whether you want Doug's email address and join him and be the hanging wedgie giver, if you want to be his wedgie buddy. That's what he asks for. He asks for a wedgie buddy. Well, I think I'm going to wrap this up for you guys so that I don't holler on too much. Thank you very much to you guys who have been keeping the show up and running. We're now, what show number am I at? I think I'm at something like 16. Thank you very much for keeping this show running this long. I know you guys are listening. I have every faith in you guys that at some point, I will have you guys actually deciding that I am worthy of you guys speaking to me. Because not a lot of you have done that. I mean, like Anthony over at Twancast. We salute you. You made the effort. You picked up the phone and called the listener line. Well done, boy. Well done. But I will get... there is a couple of podcasts that I would suggest you all take a look at. Now, you can find links to most of these on my website. I've got a couple more to add. You can find a link to... the Andy and Bob podcast, which is Andy and Bob's blog world at www.andy-bob.com. Very funny. Check out the vidcast called and something something popcorn. It is hilarious, I swear. And you'll love the little dogs in it too. There is, of course, at the moment, these guys, I think, are trying to find a new home for their podcast because they were caught up, they've been caught up in the whole PureCast media frenzy. There is, again, the Life to Fireside Chats and Unexpressed, which is all located at www.suburbanscrawl.net. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier on, the TwanCast, which I must say is rather funny. I think it's two lesbians and a gay. I think, I'm not positive, I'll email them and find out. And of course, the Capital Gay Show, with the wonderfully handsome, the wonderfully charming, the wonderfully elegant, and the wonderfully, as I found out, hung host, Drew, which you can find his at www.capitalgayshow.com. You can also find Twan at www.twancast.net. Don't forget LuckyBitchRadio.com for Miss Wanda Wisdom. Reagan Fox, you can find at ReaganFox.com. And Madge Weinstein at YeastRadio.com. So, thank you very much for listening. I hope the show wasn't too ditzy for you. I hope I gave you some intelligent information. I'm pleading that I gave intelligent information. You know I ain't that, I know I ain't bright, but I just pray that I can speak the proper English and that I can speak to you people. Anywho, have fun. I do sound a bit fucked up in the head, but hey, all your kids apparently are, according to some. So, I will speak to you guys later. Have a nice time, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. I know that doesn't leave much to the imagination, but just remember that your legs will not go all the way around your head at some point. Ciao for now, guys!